Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 203. And another moving episode. Well, I don't know if you'll find it moving, but I am moving as you listen to it, so I'm not really here. And yet, here I am. Time delay audio is an amazing thing. Today, Rob asks, as you've said, many writers worship at the altar of the word count. I'm wondering what a good daily or weekly word count is for a professional fiction writer. Do you have any tips for deciding on a word count and ways to increase that count to get to a professional level? Well, yeah, Rob, I do. A good, solid professional pace is about 4 novels a year of the traditional publishing length. So about 360,000 words a year. That's 1,000 words a day. It ain't much. It's about an hour's worth of work every day if you play your cards right. Now, that's different from pulp speed levels and what is becoming the new normal. What's becoming the new normal is 6 to 8 novels a year, so it's about twice that. 600,000 words a year is a lot harder to do. I haven't done it yet. I'm solidly averaging about 450,000 words a year so far. This coming year, I'm going to be trying to double that, push it up to 800,000, and I will keep you guys posted on how I do. But the daily word count that I personally aim for is 3 to 4,000. I found that that's a very comfortable speed for me once I work up to it. It's very hard for me to jump in if I've been off of it for a while and do 3 or 4,000 words a day dependably. But give me about a week and I can work up to it. No trouble whatsoever. Took me a while to get here. It basically took me learning how to train up to it. So here's how you increase your daily word count. Start with whatever you're comfortable doing. Do that for a week. Every day, without fail, do it for a week. And then the next week, add 20 to 50%. Say, I can do this much. I'll bet you in the same amount of time I could do that much. And you stretch yourself. It's just like weight training. You want to add a little bit. Push yourself just past the edge of what you're comfortable with. Then do that just long enough to be comfortable with it, and then push again. Then add weight again. Now, with this, as you add weight or words, you're going to also eventually have to add time. And one of the ways that you decide on what your word count goal is you decide how many hours a day or week you are able or willing to commit to this, and then try to figure out what kind of hourly average you want to hit. Some hours will be faster, some hours will be slower, but you want to hit an hourly average. And that's the hourly average you want to push for. Now, if you get to the point where you're doing 500,000 words a year or better, you are up in the same ranks as some of the top-end pros in the business. Top-end pros in the business that I know personally run dependably between 500,000 and 1.2 million words every year. That's not just their fiction. That includes any saleable product. So saleable nonfiction, saleable fiction, all that stuff. That all gets counted. If it's stuff they're doing for free, like blog posts that aren't going to get collected into a book, tweets, that kind of stuff, emails, that doesn't count. But anything that is product counts towards your word count. And if you want to be hitting a professional word rate, you want to be hitting reliably between 500,000 and 1.2 million per year. Like I said, I'm still working up to that. I would have hit it last year, but I had 5 months that I didn't write at all. So I am pleased with my average when I did write. The trick with this coming year is going to be writing all the way through. And I've already, because I track my words December to December, I've already lost almost a month. So I'm not off to a very good start. But maybe I'll only lose a month or two this year instead of 5 like I did last year. But like I said, I'll keep you guys posted. Thanks for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc., and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.